Hey everybody, I hope you're having a good month of August. I hope you have not been melting, as we often do during this month. Today, I want to pray for a group of people that I would guess most Christians don't pray for. Ironically enough, it's a group of other Christians, and that group is Christians who go to different churches. So I have a very good friend who's a pastor in Hayes, and I try to remind myself to pray for him and pray for his church. And honestly, I don't do a very good job a lot of the time. But what I want to do with you today is I want to think and remember that it's so easy to get when we think of Christians, to just think about the people in our church, but we have people in our town, in Hayes and Colby, and people who are listening to Pray Today, who maybe have a relative who shared the Pray Today with them, and all of this. There are people in your town that go to other churches that need your prayer. So we want to pray for other churches, and I want to narrow that down. We want to pray for Bible teaching churches in our community. And maybe they have some theological differences with us that are minor. And I think it's really easy for us to make the minor things major things. We have some standards that we're not going to change. We have some theological concepts about Jesus and about God, about the Holy Spirit, about salvation that we're not going to budge on as a church, nor are we going to support churches that don't teach the gospel of the Bible. But I think so often just little small theological differences or worship styles even are dividers of the body of Christ. So when we think of the body of Christ, it's so easy to think about just our church. The body of Christ is every believer. So let's lift up the other churches in our communities, specifically Hayes and Colby, but I know many of you live in other towns, and so I just want you, as I pray today, to think of those towns and in the other churches. So Father, we thank you that you have planted churches all over our nation. We thank you that we have people who have different worship desires or worship styles that they desire, or different types of preaching that they desire. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless the churches in Hayes and Colby, Plainville and La Crosse, and every town around us who teaches the truth of the Bible. Lord, we want you to grow our church, but we want you to grow all the churches. There aren't enough seats in our towns to fit all the people in churches. So Lord, we just ask for revival. We ask that you would bless those pastors who pastor other churches, who lead their flocks. We ask that you would bring and build up leaders in these churches. And Lord, that we would see all around us churches that are growing numerically, and churches that are growing people spiritually, because we know that will have a trickle-down effect into our communities. Thank you, Lord, so much for the blessing in your hand on these churches in our communities that preach the word of Jesus. And we thank you for them. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.